It is very concerning to think that there are many parents in this country who have been unable to find a place at an appropriate school for their child this coming September. I can't imagine the stress that these parents are under being forced into a situation such as this so late in the year and with September only around the corner. As IAM's latest SNAP survey is particularly troubling, bearing in mind that the survey is merely a snapshot of a nationwide crisis with less than half the respondents based in Dublin. It is clear that there is a massive shortage in appropriate school places for children with ASE. The SNAP survey has shown that at least 267 children do not have an appropriate school place for September 2022. Shockingly, 241 respondents do not expect to receive an offer of an appropriate school place at all before September either, meaning that many children will have no school to go to next year. Imagine how that would feel as a student and as a parent. For a young person to miss out on all that school has to offer, not only education-wise, but also the social and development opportunities it gives our young people. What's worse is that we know that this number is nowhere near accurate, and it is expected that there are numerous more stuck in this same situation. We also know that the government most likely does know, or at least has the means to find out, what the exact number is. Despite this, these numbers have yet to be released. And cynically, I have to say that I believe the reason they haven't been is because of how high they are and how bad this looks. There is no other explanation, and I think that's truly despicable. The government has stated in their amendment to this motion that a child's right to education is enshrined in the Constitution and under the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, and it must be accessible on an equal basis with others in the community in which they live. This just proves how meaningless their own statements are. How can you say that a child's right to education must be accessible when so many in this country do not have access to appropriate education? The government cannot be allowed to come in here and state that they believe that every child deserves equal access to education when their actions quite literally say the opposite. Something needs to change. We need to ensure that there are adequate resources for all children to get the education they deserve. No child can be left behind. We need to seriously look into the resourcing and funding to ensure this, and the government, at the very least, needs to publish the correct figures so that we can properly see the scale of the issue and what the problem is. I know this is a serious problem in my own constituency of Donegal and in many rural constituencies, where there is just a complete lack of services in some parts. I have talked with many parents who have a child with additional needs and who seriously struggle to live in rural areas. They are forced to travel long distances for services and for appropriate schools, and for many this just isn't doable. I know a lot of them have submitted multiple applications to schools in the hope that somewhere can offer appropriate special education. This shouldn't be the way that parents have to behave. Every child deserves and is entitled to an appropriate school place in their locality, which meets their needs in agreement with their parents and psychologist report. Yet we are hearing reports of families that are unable to even get a psychologist report to recommend this. This is not acceptable and cannot be tolerated any longer. It is completely unfair that the stress and panic of this has been placed solely on the shoulders of parents who have received such minimal assistance from the state regarding it. I am thinking especially of those parents that don't have English as a first language and who receive such little help in situations such as this. School placement and enrolment should be only a positive experience and shouldn't be seen as a negative thing. However, I know that many parents living in direct provision and in temporary accommodation are completely left behind as well. As IAM states that they believe that this crisis was foreseeable and preventable, which suggests an inexcusable failure by the department. It is clear that there has been a complete lack of pre-planning here, and you have to ask why. Surely the numbers are there. Surely something could have been done sooner than June. Going forward, as IAM states, that through better planning, communication and a rights-based approach, we believe an emergency response is needed to an emergency situation. Unfortunately, this is now undeniably an emergency situation, and we must respond accordingly. I support this motion put forward today. I believe the amendments put forward by the government are inappropriate and make no attempt to properly address this emergency situation. I would like to support Sinn Féin's call for the government to publish the data on the number of students who do not have an appropriate school place as soon as possible, and I will be following up with your office as well on this, Minister, because we cannot address the problem without first realising the scale of it, and I think this is the very least that we can do. And also I think that you know, the department has to know these figures, and I think if the department doesn't know the figures, then it's even bigger questions have to be asked, because we should be able to gather these figures, we should know it, and we know the extent of the problem. And look, if we can't meet it all the time, that's fair enough, but at least know what we're addressing and be upfront about it as well. I think it's the least we can expect.